Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. And my name is Christy. So we know that a few days ago was Chinese Valentine's Day, and today we have a video and it's about how to love people for who they are. So let's take a look at today's sentence. It's tough because we have our own expectations by which we measure others. We focus so much on whether the other person is meeting our standards that we forgot to love them for being uniquely flawed and evolving, just like ourselves. It's tough because we have our own expectations by which we measure others. We focus so much on whether the other person is meeting our standards that we forget to love them for being uniquely flawed and evolving, just like ourselves. 那么首先来看第一个字呢是 tough。Tough 指的是坚韧的 ,OU 发 R 的音 ,GH 这边则是 F, 就是 F 的那个音 ,tough。Tough. 那我们可以说she's been quite tough before and after the surgery. 她在动手术之前跟之后呢都非常的坚强。再来我们来看的是 expectation. Expectation 它的音节比较多，我们来一个一个慢慢看 EX 发 X 的音，就是我们平常只有讲一个字母的那个 X 的感觉。X. 那再来 PEC 则是 PEC. X PEC.然后重音在 TA 的地方发 T 的音 expectation T-I-O-N 发 tion expectation 那这个 C 呢其实在这个里面我们不会发可的音哦而是一个很短短的停顿音会一个可的感觉 expectation 是期待或者是预期那我们可以说 we often get disappointed when the reality does not meet the expectation 当这个现实呢与期待有些落差的时候呢我们心中难免会有些失望那如果要讲一件事情超乎预期呢就超乎你预期的好这种感觉我们可以说 exceeds expectation 或用 exceed 这个字有一个超出的感觉那它的动词原形呢则是 expect 则是预计举例来说呢 the train is expected to be 2 minutes late 火车呢预计会晚大概两分钟那有一个跟他讲很像的真的是 exception 跟 except except 呢指的是除了什么东西之外那 exception 呢则是指例外那我们可以说 usually the store opens till 9 p.m. but there are always exceptions 通常呢这间店会开到晚上九点可是当然也有例外的时候再我们来看是 standard standard 呢指的是标准的它的 STAN 这边发 stand 音 DARD 这边则是只有发 R 的音哦 standard 因为这个字呢大家看到这个 A 呢很容易念错我很常听到别人说哎，这个是 standard 的啦那其实不能这样念因为 DARD 这边只有发 R 的音 standard那它当形容词是标准的那也可以当名词指的是标准那我们要达到标准这一个达到呢我们通常会用 meet 像是 expectation 或是 standard 两个字呢都会用 meet 来形容举例来说呢 This contestant is truly outstanding but unfortunately he fails to meet the standard 这一个参赛者呢非常非常杰出可是非常可惜呢他并未符合标准最后我们要来看的是 flaw flaw 指的是瑕疵的意思 aw 是 r 的音 flaw For an example, I do love their appetizer, but unfortunately, their entrees are a little bit flawed. 我很喜欢他们的开胃菜，可是很可惜的是呢，我觉得它的这个主餐呢有一点美中不足。大家可以注意到 flaw 这个字呢，它其实只是瑕疵哦，而不是说有那种很巨大的错误，它就是有一种那种美中不足的感觉。那所以它的反义词呢 ，flawless 则是完美无瑕的，就是完全没有瑕疵的，就是 flawless。也可以用来指完美所以以后你如果要讲一个人很完美你可以不只讲 perfect 也可以说他很 flawless 那我记得我第一次看到这个字的时候呢我是好像是2007年之类的然后那时候 Taylor Swift 有一首歌叫做Teardrops on my guitar 然后它里面有一个歌词就是 The kind of flawless I wish I could be 就是我心中也向往能成为这么完美的人这种感觉然后那时候就觉得哦天哪听起来好像蛮难过的不过那时候就对这个字非常特别有印象 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time It's tough because we have our own expectations by which we measure others. We focus so much on whether the other person is meeting our standards that we forget to love them for being uniquely flawed and evolving just like ourselves All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. And I know I mentioned Taylor Swift a few times before, but I have to mention it again. I am so in love with her new single, Look What You Made Me Do. And if you're using the wet version of VoiceTube, you could listen to her and watch her music video. I have put the link in the description of myself, Look What You Made Me Do. And if you clicked it, the music video is on VoiceTube and I have translated the lyrics. So go take a look if you have time, and Sam will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!